discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, it's Gabe time. Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all of football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's Gabe time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
What is going on? It is Monday already. Can't even make this stuff up. Where did the weekend go? It just flew by. Absolutely flew by. Lots happening over the weekend, which we will definitely get into. NBA playoffs underway officially. And looking forward to talking about that. So with Steve Ashburner coming up here in about 1.5 hour, senior writer over at NBA.com. He's covering T-Wolves and Suns, that series, in which I still can't believe T-Wolves won that game, but Anthony Edwards played really well. So we'll get into that with Steve Ashburner coming up here at 4:30. And then Jonah Dillon covers Memphis football, as you well know from the commercial appeal. We'll talk about the spring game and dodgeball and everything else, tug of war. My goodness gracious, that was insane. They had all kinds of stuff going on in that thing. A great spectator event for sure. So talk to him coming up at 5:30. And, of course, Mr. Taylor Swift himself. Jeff Calkins comes up at 5 o'clock, and he was at the release party and all that stuff on Friday night. So I want details. And apparently there's some controversy between Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift. I need Jeff's comments on that coming up at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to all of that. So we'll start off. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. Also want to get into a player poll that The Athletic did about, you know, what player would you want to start an NBA team around, and they asked players, like 134 players voted in this thing, and I will say I was taken aback by some of the votes. We'll do that coming up in about 40 minutes. But before we get to all this stuff on today's show, and we have lots of stuff to get to, and this is a big radio no-no, what I'm about to do, and I understand it's a radio no-no, but I can't, I am not going to be able to wait till later in the show. I need to know now. I was told by Connor that he was being asked for his autograph on Friday night right off the bat. So very nicely done by whoever was asking for his autograph. So please do explain to me what all happened when you were finally being able to give your autograph.
First off, I did not give said autograph.
Why not?
Because it was a buddy of mine that was listening to the show, knew I was going to be at this bar. They ended up being there that night, too. And while I was playing shuffleboard and drinking a beer, I got a tap on the shoulder, and it was somebody saying, "Hey, can I have your autograph?" And it was a buddy of mine from college, so he bought me
that
a drink.
That takes away from it.
Well, he bought me a drink instead. So, if anything, I think that's a win, right?
Yeah, sure, I guess. But you are in my doghouse. I got no video of Porch Fest.
Oh, that's right, you didn't. But
no,
I have 11
video
to send you, because I took a video of every single song that my brother's band played. They were awesome. Speaker Girl, check them out on Instagram.
So was it a big success? This was year
huge
two,
success,
you said, right?
Huge success. Yeah, Porch Fest. It's been around, I think, since like 2021 or something like that. But it was an amazing day down in Midtown. Everybody out on their porches. So many bands sounded fantastic. So many entertaining shows. And they got to play on the traveling Levitt Shell stage. And it ended up being like a crowd of like 300 people for their final
nice
show. It was big time. They sounded fantastic. Shout out to Speaker Girl and everybody who came to the show. It could not have gone better. It was like I got emotional watching my little brother perform. My parents are getting emotional. It was a big day for the Dunning family.
That is awesome. That is very, very cool. All right, let's talk about the NBA playoffs. I guess, do you want to start with games last night that just most recently occurred? Connor, we can start there. Last night, Bucks and Pacers. Interesting series this one is, because you have no Giannis for the Bucks to start the series. He didn't play. Not quite sure when he will be back. Doc Rivers on Saturday had mentioned that Giannis pretty much wasn't any further along, that he still wasn't practicing with the team, that he was still just shooting off to the side. So I would imagine he's probably not going to be ready for game two either coming up tomorrow night. But the Bucks take care of business against the Pacers, 109-94. Lillard, who has been up and down, I guess you could say, for Milwaukee, hasn't been the Portland Trailblazers version of Damian Lillard for the Bucks this year. Throws up 35 first half points in that one for the Bucks, and doesn't score in the second half. They start running some doubles at Lillard and so forth. Didn't really need him. The Bucks win in comfortable fashion in that one. But you start talking about national media and all of this talk about the fact that, you know, Dame Lillard and the Bucks were going to lose this series. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN talking about Lillard should be traded at that point. He didn't want to be there and so forth. And then Lillard addressing the local Milwaukee media during the week. Nobody even asked him about the Stephen A. Smith comments. He brought it up on his own. And kind of went back at Stephen A. Smith without naming him, saying that he's very happy with the situation in Milwaukee and so forth. You had the little bit of rivalry between these two teams from earlier in the year when Giannis had 64 points. And they took off with what Giannis thought was the game ball. There's two game balls for every game. It actually wasn't. But they took one of the balls for some dude that they said scored his first point. Which actually wasn't true because he actually scored it in the in-season tournament, but I guess those don't count for official stats. Either way, Rick Carlisle thought that was a big deal. Well, that ended up being a whole skirmish in the tunnel between the Bucks and the Pacers. Carlisle claiming that the GM got elbowed by one of the Bucks players and hurt his ribs. And it was a whole big thing. Halliburton earlier in the season pointing at his wrist and kind of making fun of Dame Lillard after he hit a big shot and saying it was his time now. And all of that. So this Bucks team with Damian Lillard came in, really wanting to set the record straight on who the better team is after everybody kind of picking against them. I mean, Charles Barkley on TNT picked against them. Shaq picked against them as well. And you go to Fox Sports, you go to ESPN. There weren't many teams picking Doc Rivers, led Milwaukee Bucks team, and Giannis. And Connor, you said that Gabe and you have talked quite a bit about Giannis and the Bucks this year as well.
Yeah, we have. It's a buddy of mine works for the Bucks, so I keep a close eye on them. And to be quite honest, just the Doc Rivers situation brought eyeballs to it. And we were not huge fans of the move that they did going from Griffin to Doc Rivers, even though we understand that it was for defensive purposes. And we did have some questions about the Bucks overall as a team this year, but both of us were pretty confident that they would be able to take care of the Pacers just because we don't think the Pacers are a true team really in contention. They score a lot of points, but they are quite literally the worst defense in the NBA on most nights. And you kind of saw it, you know, you saw it in the game against the Bucks. If they can't score, they can't do anything, you know, because they couldn't get any stops. And Damian Lillard certainly seemed like he remembered that Tyrese Halliburton interaction from earlier in the season, didn't he?
Yeah, there's no question. And he was running his mouth, Lillard was, throughout the game. And at one point, the Bucks Twitter account tweeted out a video of Lillard kind of talking, yelling, I'm not quite sure how loud it was, to the Bucks fan base about, this is why you all brought me here. This is why you all brought me here. And that is exactly correct. You know, you could talk all you want about the regular season and him not being himself, but if Damian Lillard goes and averages, you know, 30 points a game in this playoff run, and if the Bucks get Giannis back, the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be a team to contend with if both of those guys are playing at a high level.
Yeah, and Chris Middleton turned back the clock too a little bit, man. 9 of 14, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Looking like the Chris Middleton of old. And I don't know, can't quite remember when the Bucks made the move, but I do think that Patrick Beverley having a bigger role with the team has actually led to success for them. His defensive presence is something, you know, you can't replicate Drew Holiday at all because Drew Holiday is a special player, but Patrick Beverley can get you at least close enough to it to where it can help you out on the defensive end.
I think the big move with Patrick Beverley for the Bucks was the fact that he's played under Doc Rivers. And because he played under Doc,
mm-hmm.
when it was so early on in the process with Doc taking over midseason from Adrian Griffin, Beverley can be that assistant coach. He knows what Doc wants offensively and defensively. And not only does he know what he wants, but he can also be that guy from the locker room that can talk to Doc about what this locker room needs or what he thinks they should be doing offensively or defensively. It's kind of that connection that you always want as a coach to your locker room, and Beverly provides that. The other thing Beverly has done a really nice job of is dealing with Bobby Portis. You know, Bobby Portis is one of those dudes, as you watch on TV, they chant, Bobby, Bobby, whenever he's at home. But Bobby Portis on the road, not nearly the same player as he is at home. And it appears Patrick Beverly has figured out how to poke and prod one Bobby Portis to get him fired up on the road to kind of play with that same intensity level that he loses normally on the road. If you go back, if you remember that Nets series from when the Bucks went to the championship, Mike Budenholzer didn't play Bobby Portis that entire series. Not 1 minute. He never got on the floor that entire series. And then he came back for that Hawks series. So that is another player that's worth watching. At home, for the Bucks, Bobby Portis is huge. On the road, not as much. And you look at it from the Pacers' perspective last night, Pascal Siakam did as much as Pascal Siakam is going to do. He scores over 30 points last night for the Pacers, does his thing. Miles Turner is hit and miss. We all know that. The one guy that disappeared was, you know, the guy that's from Wisconsin playing in Milwaukee. I'm sure had friends and family. Tyrese Haliburton was non-existent. It was almost like he was checked out of that game and wasn't nearly the aggressive type of player that he had been earlier in the season against the Bucks. I would say that was probably the most shocking thing of all, Connor.
I would totally agree with that. And, you know, it's surprising because Tyrese Haliburton started off the season at such a high note. And then, you know, they had that bit of a run in the, you know, midseason tournament. But his late season play has been pretty inconsistent and up and down. He had a couple of good games right before the playoffs started. But the two games right before, like quite literally before the playoffs began, he only had 19 points and 12 points. And he was only shooting, you know, he just wasn't shooting very well at all from three. So it's just, it seems like for some reason that has carried over to the playoffs. So I expect Tyrese Haliburton to bounce back because he's one of the more talented guards in the NBA. But his inconsistent play late season, I think, has hurt the Pacers a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely has. And now you get a matchup of two coaches that haven't won a championship in over a decade, in Doc Rivers and Rick Carlisle, who now get to kind of make adjustments against one another and see what happens in this series between the two. You know, Doc Rivers has been known to be a choke, right? I mean, he's been a guy that's been up 3-1 and choked away series. So, you know, from a Bucks fan perspective, I would assume Bucks fans still aren't comfortable even though they're up 1-0. Because Doc Rivers' propensity for blowing leads in series. You could go back and argue about the talent that he had on those teams versus the talent he has in Milwaukee and so forth. But that is something definitely I think everybody's going to keep an eye on. And I can but guarantee you the players in that locker room also know Doc's history.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it is the main reason when Doc took over the job, Gabe and I had some questions about whether or not he was going to ultimately be able to get it done. And the biggest thing that worried us, to be quite honest, was his tendency to throw people under the bus, especially
still
in the playoffs.
Yep. 100%
still does it. Only took him about 2.5 weeks to do it in Milwaukee. So hopefully they can continue to win some games in the playoffs, because you just know that as soon as they lose a game, he's going to start throwing people under the bus or blaming injuries, this, that, and the other thing.
He's done it his whole career.
And it's the Doc special.
Yes, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But if you play for him at this point, I think you know what's going to happen.
Sure.
I think you just realize this is who this dude is. Get ready for it. It's going to happen. Another game last night, Oklahoma City against New Orleans. And, hey, man, Pelicans, they did their thing. They kept it close. No Zion. And they had every opportunity to win that game last night, and Oklahoma City ends up getting the win because, again, Gilgeous Alexander, 28 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Nice game for him. Holmgren with a double-double, too. But you start looking at this series as far as how this is going to play out, and I think it's going to simply come down to bench scoring. You know, who's going to get more production off of their benches in this series will probably determine how this wins, because if you look at the Pelicans, they had five guys in double figures. You had two guys over 20 in McCollum and Trey Murphy III. That's a huge deal for the Pelicans. They just got to get more, I think, kind of going forward. Alvarado's got to be better than 2 of 7 from the floor in that game for sure. And Jones has to be better than 2 of 10 in the starting lineup if this thing is going to go the Pelicans' way. I didn't give them much of a chance coming in. When you shoot 28% from three, that doesn't help me want to give you much of a chance going in. But the fact that defensively they were able to kind of do their deal against Oklahoma City in game one, and Oklahoma City, inexperienced team, And the Pelicans aren't an experienced team necessarily either. But anytime you have an inexperienced team, you know, you can choke up one or two games here because you really don't know what you got yourself into.
It really felt like that young Thunder's team was pressing a bit in their first big playoff home game. Like, you could tell that they were. They weren't shooting the ball well at all from the field. They only shot 31% from three, 43% from the field. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his stat line looks okay, but in reality, he was 11 for 24, 0 for 3. He only got to the free throw line seven times, and for SGA, that's extremely low. On the Pelican side of things, to be quite honest, I'm shocked that they're even here. I can't believe that they beat the Kings without Zion Williamson. I also can't believe that the Heat beat the Bulls without Jimmy Butler. It was a very weird play-in night on Friday night. But the Pelicans being here, I just think this is as far as they can go without Zion and without being fully healthy, because I have zero faith whatsoever in Brandon Ingram to step up when they need him the most. This is now the pretty much the third straight game where Brandon Ingram has just not had a very good game. So I just have a lot of doubts about the Pelicans. I think that they're plucky, and it's pretty impressive that they even got through the play-in considering their health, but I have a lot of questions about whether they can beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's just, I would have to assume that the Thunder had their worst game of this series, and they're probably going to not replicate that moving forward. So I think that the Thunder are going to take care of business in this series, no problem.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that as well, and that might be the best chance the Pelicans had of getting a game in this series was last night. Let's look at some of the games that are coming up here today. And three games, Magic and Cavaliers was just as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, Mitchell had a nice game for the Cavaliers in game one. The Magic simply have to figure out a way to score the basketball better than they did in that first game. And we'll see if they're able to do that. That game tips off at 6 o'clock on NBA TV. 76ers and the Knicks. That's a 6:30 tip. Joel Embiid is not right.
No,
and
not at all.
We talked about that on Friday, that he didn't look right to me in the play-in tournament. They can't win this series if Joel Embiid isn't playing like Joel Embiid, Connor.
No, they definitely cannot, and that's why when he went down and he was looking up at the camera and you saw his eyes, you can't help but think every time he falls down now, like, oh my God, it's over. And this is now like the third or fourth time since he came back from injury just a few weeks ago. I mean, was it even 3 weeks ago when he came back from injury? And we saw him up close in person in Memphis because he played a just dreadful Memphis team on the night of the retirement from Marc Gasol. And it's just, he is not moving the same. He's still one of the more talented guys in the NBA. When he's fully healthy, I think he's a top five player. But right now, he's not the same Joel Embiid. And I can't help but think that they're risking his long-term health right now for short-term success.
And that is the issue. I mean, we go back to that Bucks series with Giannis and him not playing. And I think the idea there is to slow play Giannis as much as possible, probably see if they can get through the Indiana series without having to play him until they face the Knicks or the 76ers. However, the Sixers can't slow play Embiid. There's no chance they win this series without Joel Embiid.
Right.
They need a healthy Joel Embiid at this point. So right now, early on, unless something dramatically changes here, it looks like, you know, the Knicks and Thibodeau are probably going to win this series. Game two for that series, 6:30 on TNT coming up tonight. And then the game that made me the happiest all weekend long, probably, Lakers getting beat by the Nuggets. I hope they get swept. I really do. I hope they get swept. It would make me so happy. 9 o'clock tip on TNT. I'm not sure if there's a lot of Laker fans in Memphis or not.
No.
Or LeBron fans or whatever. I'm definitely not one at all. And then on top of that, I see a quote today on Twitter from Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, because they had the awards list out. Maybe we'll get to that later in the show. But he's not a finalist for the Defensive Player of the Year, Anthony Davis. Here's his quote. I'll never get it, Defensive Player of the Year. They're not giving it to me. The league doesn't like me. I'm the best defensive player in the league. I'm over it. The league doesn't like you. Oh, my God. Play me the small violin, please. You poor baby, get over yourself. I mean, that's just the thing here. And I understand part of the reason why the league doesn't like you, AD, is you can't stay healthy. You can't stay on the floor long enough to give them a shot. That is obviously part of it. The other part of it, too, is, I mean, year to year, when we start talking about Defensive Player of the Year, you could look at Brooke Lopez in Milwaukee and Giannis. Both defensively, both of them were affected by Drew Holiday not being up helping to guard on those wing players. It exposed both of them to a certain degree, and both of their numbers kind of went down this year defensively. And I think you look at Anthony Davis and what he does. He's a valuable asset, no question, for the Lakers as far as, you know, rebounding, shot blocking, change of direction, and so forth. But I still think that there's a lot of people that don't look at Anthony Davis as some guy that they have to be worried about going in the lane against. Rudy Gobert, you know, in his prime, you had to be scared about going in the lane against him because odds are he's going to block your shot. Wembanyama right now is a guy that you have to be scared about going into the lane because you're afraid he's going to block your shot, alter it, whatever. I just don't know if there's ever been that same fear factor with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I think with Anthony Davis, it mostly comes down to consistency. Like against the Nuggets in game one, he had a really good game, 32, 14, four blocks. Like, that's fantastic. But do we have any faith that Anthony Davis is going to do that every single game? And I think that's where it comes down to. It's not that the NBA doesn't like Anthony Davis. I think it just comes down to consistency. And this season, he's been on the floor a whole bunch. It's one for one of the first times in his entire career. But I just ultimately think that it comes down to that. Like, we know the numbers against guys like Sabonis. Anthony Davis struggles against a player like Sabonis. Bigger physical centers, he doesn't do as well against. So that's what I think it comes down to. Anthony Davis trying to play the they don't like me card when go look at their free throw differential. You tell me that the NBA doesn't like you.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing, too, that I want everybody to kind of pay attention to here in the playoffs is let's pay attention to free throw attempts from everybody involved in the playoffs. Because for me, I don't think you're going to see as many free throws this year as you saw last year.
Probably not.
I think they have for certain had some type of conversation about free throws are slowing the games down. They're taking longer. We need to get these games done quicker. The flow of the game is stopped. You don't have the flow of the game. Every time we're having to blow a whistle and shoot free throws, we don't want our star players falling out of games or having to sit because of foul trouble. I think there is a concerted effort by the NBA right now to try and swallow that whistle more than they have probably done in the past, Connor.
Yeah, I think so, too. There was something around, I would say, after the All-Star break or right around the All-Star break, there was a large conversation about how poor the refereeing has been in the NBA this year. And I think that it being a main point of discussion during the All-Star break probably signaled to Adam Silver that something needed to be changed. And I just noticed the refereeing being different in the back half of the season. Like, even when I would go to Grizzlies games, they were able to be more physical. There were fewer free throws, and the pace of the game was much better. So I'm all for it. More physical basketball is better for me.
Totally agree with you. Coming up next, Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com. We'll get his thoughts on the playoffs. He's at the T-Wolves and Suns series, which we haven't talked about yet. That's next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 ESPN.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place.
Memphis' sports station. Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio is free, bro.
Oxbow, family-owned and operated retail store. It's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. Make sure you get over to 964 June Road, off Poplar, on June Road, behind the Amoco Station. What can you find at that two-story storefront? Just about anything your heart desires. You can get the best clothing. They have vintage tees. They have the best brand. As well, if you want to get some polos and some pants and everything, they have Free Fly, Genteel, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Main. They have your favorite teams over there as well. So they have Tigers, Grizzlies, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, you name it, they have it over at 964 June Road. They also have vintage vinyl. They have sports memorabilia for the diehard fans out there. They have a great card collection if you're into that. They also have hunting and outdoor essentials for the adventurous souls over at 964 June Road. And they have just about all that online as well. If you don't want to go in-store, go to shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbow.com. And when you fill up that shopping cart with whatever your heart desires, throw in my promo code, The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, The Gabe Show. And you'll get 20% off that online order at shopoxbow.com.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spa.
Winning.
Dancing.
Winning.
We're at the sports book.
Winning.
or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner. Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
And right now, Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef is on sale. 16-ounce packages are only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Tonight, mainly clear and breezy with a low of 48.
Weather brought to you by USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
You're about to feel the chronicles of a way
On Monday, we are here. Game one across the NBA playoffs are done in the books. We'll see a lot of game twos coming up tonight and tomorrow night. Joining us now, he is a senior NBA writer for NBA.com. He is Steve Ashburner. Follow on X at Ash, A-S-C-H-N-B-A. Steve, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, let's talk about that series where you're at. You're covering Suns and Timberwolves. Before the series started, I just thought the star power with Phoenix would be too much. Normally, in a round of NBA playoffs, the best player on the floor is normally the one whose team ends up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Winning. And you take a big three like Phoenix has, even though they don't have a lot of depth, I understand. I still thought Phoenix was going to be that team, but Anthony Edwards showed up in a big way from Minnesota, and it may not go the way I thought now, Steve.
Well, Anthony Edwards was the best player on the floor in game one, and his team did win decisively. You know, it was a major turnaround for the Timberwolves. Phoenix had swept them in the regular season series 3-0 with none of the games being close. So, you know, this series sort of began 0-3. It wasn't 0-0. Minnesota needed to not just, you know, take care of an opener for a change. In their rather meager playoff history, they've only won the opening game of two series out of, I think, 13 prior to this. Anyway, they needed to win the game for this series' sake. They needed to win the game to sort of get their minds right against the Phoenix Suns. And I think they did that. I think that they've established equilibrium in this series now. Their defense is their, you know, their calling card. And it worked out great. They picked their targets. They decided that Devin Booker is the player that they feared the most, respected the most, and they did everything possible to make his afternoon a miserable one. And I mean, you could see it in his face. He's a fairly serious guy, but it was as if he wanted no part of this game after a while. I think he scored 18 on really a bad shooting night, and 7 of those points came in the fourth quarter. That was pretty insignificant.
Game two comes up tomorrow night, 6:30 tip on TNT in Minnesota. I love Chris Finch. I thought it was a great hire when they brought him in, and he is not disappointed. And I would assume that the people in Minnesota love their head coach.
Yeah, they do. You remember the hue and cry when he was hired in the middle of a season a few years back, and people were outraged, you know, that they would sort of go out of their way to bring an outsider in when they had candidates on their own staff. There was even some upset along racial lines that they should have given the job at least interim basis to David Vanterpool. Well, the way this has worked out, it supports the claims by Minnesota at the time, the defense of that hire, by saying, we wanted this guy. We had interviewed him for things in the past. We knew that he was the next coach we wanted to hire when it came to that. And it came to that pretty predictably because Ryan Saunders was just not ready for that job. And it's worked out great. I mean, Chris Finch, to me, I had him second on my Coach of the Year ballot. He knows his team, and that means what he has on the floor and the people that he's working with in that locker room. He's great at, I don't want to say, you know, stroking egos, but he knows what makes certain guys tick, and he's able to work with that and get the best out of a lot of these guys. They're a very cohesive unit. And one thing I saw that was interesting is that more than any of the other playoff teams, more of the Timberwolves started out with the Timberwolves. You know, they've been homegrown than a lot of the other teams. They've sort of come up together. You think about that for a team like Oklahoma City Thunder, but they haven't been together all that long. But this Minnesota bunch has been, it's like 9 guys that have been here, you know, for varying degrees of time. And There's a respect there that, you know, and a familiarity that you don't have with, you know, sort of hired guns that you get in other cities.
Talking with Steve Ashburner of NBA.com. What about Mavericks and Clippers? That was a series I like the Mavericks coming into. I heard stories of apparently Kyrie is like the leader in the locker room and all this stuff. I thought at the end of last year, Luka and Kyrie were never going to coexist. It would never work. And it really has played out better than I thought. But there's always been questions about how good of a coach Jason Kidd is at the end of the day. And in game one, the Clippers took it to the Mavericks.
Well, you know, I'm not going to, after one game in one playoff series, going to go after Jason Kidd to this point. I was surprised. It seemed like Dallas wasn't ready to play. They certainly weren't ready to regroup after the Clippers hit them hard early. You know, but for a team like L.A., for a team, you know, like Milwaukee and for New Orleans, when you win a playoff game without your star player, I mean, that goes a great way toward, New Orleans didn't win, but they had a fine showing without Zion. You know, that goes a great way to boosting your confidence for the games to come. I think Dallas is fine. I did pick the Mavericks to win the series in seven. I'm not wrong yet. So I think Luka is going to assert himself. I think if the games are close, Luka and Kyrie are about unmatchable when it comes to the opportunity to close out a game. It's just a matter of keeping the game close. The Clippers need to make as many of these games, you know, 10-plus points difference in the final 5 minutes.
Steve, we talked about Philly and New York in the last segment as far as Joel Embiid is not Joel Embiid. And if that's how he's going to look, the Sixers probably aren't winning that series against the Knicks.
I agree with you. I picked New York for that series anyway. I think they have a deeper team. I think that the late return of Embiid was going to be a problem. I didn't even expect that he would seem as, I don't know what it is, whether he's being overly cautious, whether he's sluggish, whether his conditioning is still down, which that wouldn't surprise me, but he doesn't seem engaged. He doesn't seem aggressive for sure. And that's just not going to work. That's not MVP Joel Embiid. And certainly playing out of the hole they are, starting the series on the road, having to climb through the East, they need, you know, MVP worthy Embiid. He won last year. I thought he was on track, you know, for another MVP until he got hurt. And this is not good. You don't want game six or game seven Joel Embiid against Boston from last spring.
One last one. Pacers and Bucks was last night. Lillard goes off for 35 in the first half, doesn't score in the second half. While that was one of the storylines, I think the other storyline that we brought up earlier was Tyrese Halliburton's disappearing act. He just did not seem engaged in that game.
Yeah, well, you know, this is really the first time that he has an opportunity to play a major role for a team in the playoffs. So, you know, maybe the stage was a little big for him in game one. You know, that's a concern. He also hasn't been the same since he went down against Boston. I think it was back in December. I mean, he was lightning right through the in-season tournament. I was at the game in Indianapolis where he did an unplanned split. And, you know, I think since he's come back from that, he came back initially too soon, had to sit down again. He made it to the All-Star game and was a starter, but he hasn't been nearly the electric and quick player that he had been. So I think there's been, you know, it's been a tough season for him in that way. The thing I'm just intrigued by Milwaukee. I've seen a lot of them this season, and they are a very fragile team, in my view. They can't protect leads. They fall, you know, hopelessly behind at times. And, you know, Damian Lillard sort of got a lot of people off his back by what he did in that first half. But then he was scoreless in the second half. I don't know whether that was, you know, an adrenaline crash or what it was, you know, whether it was simply Rick Carlisle and his staff deciding, nope, anybody but him is going to continue to do this against us. Indiana had a strong second half. You know, Damian Lillard wound up like minus six for all that thunder and lightning that he put up there in the first half. He was a minus for the game. So, you know, I think Milwaukee can probably take more solace in the fact that Chris Middleton was strong, you know, to the end. And, you know, things like that, they desperately need Giannis. If Giannis doesn't return for the series, I still think that they don't advance.
He is Steve Ashburner, again, senior writer for NBA.com, covering the Suns and T-Wolves series. Follow him on X at AshNBA. Steve, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. Anytime.
You betcha. Take care. There is Steve Ashburner, again, senior writer, NBA.com, joining us here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. See, that's we were talking about this earlier. A lot of the national guys were picking against the Bucks heading into this series, and he's still not convinced the Bucks win this series, even without Giannis, even after what you saw from Damian Lillard in Game 1. So we'll see what happens up in Game 2 between the Bucks and Pacers. Again, Game 2 coming up tomorrow night back in Milwaukee for that one before heading to Indianapolis and taking on the Indiana Pacers on Friday afternoon. A 4:30 in the afternoon tip on Friday, Connor. Do we like 4:30 in the afternoon Central Time tips? Is that something we're all about in the NBA now?
I would prefer no, because that's in the middle of us doing a show, so I can't watch it. So 4:30 tips for me personally, no go.
It makes sense if they're playing Boston in Boston. So
right.
It's 5:30 Boston time. Okay, fine. I get it, right? That's after work in Boston. People get to the game. That makes sense. But both of these teams, for the most part, are, well, Indiana. What is Indiana? They don't do daylight savings. So what are they right now? Are they
two hours?
I think they're 2 hours behind Milwaukee. So it's actually even earlier for them, I think, than it is for Milwaukee at this point. Or no, Arizona is 2 hours behind. I'm all confused on time zones. I should not do this on the radio. I'm going to stop talking about it. Either way, 4:30 Central Time Zone tip is crazy. Because imagine if you live in LA, how early that is.
Right.
I mean, the Mountain Coast, that's 3:30 in the afternoon. I mean, they're losing a huge chunk of the audience by having such an early tip on a Friday afternoon. All right, take a quick time out, come back. I want to get into this player poll that they did in The Athletic for the NBA. And one of the questions specifically, which was, start a franchise with one NBA player, who would you start it around? We'll go over those results up next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky Fiverr filling in on 92.9 ESPN Memphis.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John.
I'm like a huge Jason and John fan, love the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey gets after it.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, it's free to just turn on, so I turn on 92.9 in the shop.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
I've been listening for over 10 or 12 years. It's my favorite station.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio is free, bro.
Hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE756120, MSRP22320, EV6, P56033, MSRP 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same-game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we're the largest injury firm in the world, and I'm thankful to you for trusting us all these years. We'll always be here for the people, not the powerful. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to a piece in The Athletic in which they asked a bunch of NBA players, who, of course, will remain anonymous. Some of these are embarrassing votes that they've done, but either way. They went through the NBA and they asked a lot of these players different things, right? So, like, who's the MVP? Joker, 41.8%. Gilgeous Alexander, 36.9%. Luka, 9.9%. Tatum, 4.3%. Okay, fine. We're not going to go through every single one of them, but that's how that one plays out. Who's the best defender? Wembanyama, 15.2% as a rookie. How scary is that for the rest of the league? Drew Holiday for the Celtics, 12.9%. Lou Dort, 9.8%. Herb Jones, 8.3%. Jaden McDaniels, 8.3%. Rudy Gobert, 6%. He's fallen off significantly from back in the day. But there's one here that I really kind of want to see what Connor thinks one way or the other. You're building a roster from scratch. Who are you going to sign first? Now, immediately my mind went to, okay, well, who are the most recent MVPs of the NBA, and are they younger players? And the Joker has been around for a little while, and he's got MVPs, and he's probably going to win another one. So the Joker would make sense. He's second. Wembanyama is first. I'm not going to debate or argue Wembanyama being first. Wembanyama should be first at 27.9%. The thing that blows my mind is Gilgeous-Alexander only had 4.4%. He's fifth at 4.4%. Now, Joel Embiid, you can argue, well, he gets hurt, yada, 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 fine. 2.9%, same as LeBron, who's 100 years old. So that's amazing. But Giannis, who also has MVPs, Defensive Player of the Year awards, and so forth, and had one of his better years of his career, 2.2%. He got the same amount of votes as Paolo Banchero and Steph Curry at 2.2%. Please do explain to me, Mr. Connor, why Giannis is all the way down on this list.
Could it be that people think that Giannis is older than he actually is because he's been in the league for so long now? That's my only possible reasoning, because I think that Giannis would have to be at least in the top five of that selection because his age, his success already, he's continued to get better. And if you put a team around Giannis, you're going to be contending no matter what. So I do think that Giannis is a bit low on that list. I would 100% agree, though, that Victor Wembanyama would without a doubt be the first selection that I would have if you're doing a futures NBA draft or building a team around a guy and you can select anyone. What Victor Wembanyama has done this season, he has surpassed expectation, and I felt like that was already wildly high. I have seen him do things on the basketball court that I did not know were possible. And as a Grizzlies fan, with him in the division that the Grizzlies are in, I am not excited about the future. I am excited to watch him play basketball. I am not excited about the prospects of how good he could become and how dominant he could become.
The Joker is 2 months younger than Giannis.
Really?
Giannis will turn 30 in December. The Joker will turn 30 next February. So there's a 2 month difference, and the Joker is in second, again, 0.7% behind Wembanyama. It's the whole thing is interesting because originally, when there was some of this Giannis dislike, it was, well, he didn't play AAU ball here. He's not from this country. He didn't play college basketball here. People aren't going to buy into him because he didn't do everything that they did. Okay, fine. Wembanyama. Same thing. Wembanyama didn't play basketball here. He didn't play AAU ball. He didn't play college basketball here either. And Wembanyama, widely already accepted with open arms by these NBA star players, that he is that guy to kind of build around going forward. And yet again, as we were talking about the other day, you and I, Connor, he's in the West. Good for the Grizzlies. Ay, ay, ay. So you've got the first and the second player and the third player, and the fourth player, and the fifth player. All top five players, as far as who you're going to build a roster around, who you're going to sign first, all come out of the Western Conference.
Great.
And like I said earlier, I mean, no mention of Ja Morant or anybody from the Grizzlies in this poll.
Yeah, I mean, that's not surprising to me. It's not surprising to me, especially with what Ja Morant went through the past season with his off the court stuff and then the injuries that he has piled up the past two seasons. It does not shock me at all that the Grizzlies did not make an appearance on that list. Me personally, I've seen Ja up close and personal. I think that he has, you know, handled this suspension and injury this season properly. It seems like he has been humbled a bit. Everything he is saying is exactly what you want him to hear. You're actually not hearing from him a whole bunch. He's been really active with the team on the sidelines and within practice. So it seems like that Ja took the lessons that we were hoping he did from his tumultuous season, and he's applying them to himself now. So I actually expect a huge Ja bounce back next year. You saw in the few games that he got to play this year that he was extremely effective. The Grizzlies team completely changed on a dime when he walked in there. So it doesn't shock me that Ja isn't on the list. To be quite honest, I kind of like it because I like Ja with the chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, you're right about that. And others receiving votes, so 0.7% apiece, so essentially a vote. Jared Allen, get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Yes. Jimmy Butler is 100. There's no reason Jimmy Butler should be on this.
No.
None.
No.
Kevin Durant is still on this list, but so is LeBron. So I guess if that's what you want to do. Tyrese Halliburton, who in the first half of the year deserved to be on this list, and whether or not he's still, you know, recovered from that hamstring or not, don't know. But that makes sense. Scoot Henderson. Sure, I guess. That was the debate, right? Him and Wembanyama. Donovan Mitchell, Zion Williamson, the others receiving votes as far as who you're going to sign first to build your roster around. My outrage around this was the fact that Giannis, all the way down at 2.2%, the same as Paolo Banchero, the same as Steph Curry at the end of the day. How about this? Who's the league's most overrated player, Connor? Who would be your vote?
My vote for most overrated player.
Oh, that's most overrated player in the NBA. There's a bunch of options here. Dylan Brooks, who I can't stand, and I know Memphis
he's fourth
people
on
like
the list.
Him.
Yeah.
Yes, 4.9% on the list. Most overrated player, according to players, Rudy Gobert, 13.6%. And again, he's got no offensive game, so I get it. Jordan Poole, 8.6%. He's overrated because he doesn't know how to shut up.
It feels like he's properly rated now, though, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Because this season, everybody clowned Jordan Poole.
Well, it helps when you go to a bad team.
That is true. I don't know.
You go to a bad team, and then it's like, oh, I thought you were so great. Why don't you make them better?
Overrated's tough. Overrated's tough. Honestly, I might say it's like a guy like Domantas Sabonis who puts up huge stats, but those stats don't necessarily translate to wins. I love Domantas Sabonis. I think he's a very good basketball player. If you made me pick somebody that's quote-unquote overrated, I might say Sabonis a little bit.
I would say underrated for Sabonis. I'd be the exact opposite side of you on that. A lot of people, that Sabonis-Halliburton trade that went down with Sacramento and Indiana, everybody was like, oh, man, Indiana stole Halliburton, Sabonis, da-da-da. But I'm telling you right now, that Kings team is not a play-in tournament team or a playoff team last year without Sabonis on that team. Now,
sure.
No, he doesn't block shots or anything like that, but he is the heart and soul of that team. From his passing ability, now he's started to expand his range a little bit to shooting some three-point shots. He's an absolute beast in the low block and rebounding the basketball as well. I think Sabonis is really underrated when it comes to, you know, how valuable he is to that team specifically going into this. So, all right, that'll do it for this hour of the Gabe Kuhn Show. Coming up next, Jeff Calkins will join us, and I cannot wait to find out about this Taylor Swift release party, video release party that he went to on Friday night. That was the last time we talked. And I want to hear how that goes. Plus, we'll talk about some of these questions, including greatest player of all time and what a joke it is that one certain player's name made this list. We'll do that coming up next with Jeff Calkins. Next, here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, see Sparky Pfeiffer filling in on 92.9 ESPN Memphis.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we're the largest injury firm in the world, and I'm thankful to you for trusting us all these years. We'll always be here for the people, not the powerful. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Looking for an engagement ring that'll really knock her socks off? You need to be at Genesis Diamonds.
It's such a privilege at Genesis Diamonds for us to work with the world's finest designers, to be able to offer brands like Tacori and Verragio, and we're excited to be able to give you something nobody else can.
Genesis Vice President David Cooper.
The craftsmanship, the detail, the quality, the individuality is bar none better than anything else.
Genesis has been selected as an exclusive provider for every top designer from New York and California, with over 4,000 rings to choose from. And if that's not enough, they can create something that's truly one of a kind.
We can custom craft you literally anything you can imagine. We have the capabilities to realize any dream you have. Things that other stores may call new, we've been doing for 3, 4, and even 5 years already.
So don't settle for a ring with a stale design or with inferior craftsmanship. Let Genesis help you get the look, the quality, and the value you deserve.
I'm David Cooper from Genesis Diamonds, and I'm excited to see you in our showroom
on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days, but I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 15% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6580. That's 800-583-6580.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor, and Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now, get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank. Members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9%.